Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. The family unit is obsolete. The family unit is obsolete. The family unit is obsolete. The training of children is a duty best performed by the state. A man should be able to marry his goat if he thinks it has a cute rear end. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
From award-winning journalist and author Chad Olson comes the all-new book, Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. An old man building a ladder to the stars and hiding a deadly secret for his enemies. A social media mogul's last day on Earth and a dire warning for our future. A mysterious salesman offers a housewife a new chance at happiness. Will she leave it all behind for true love? Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. One critic writes, if Ray Bradbury and O. Henry had a literary love child, they might write like Chad Olson. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. 30 powerfully humanizing short stories in a page-turning portrait of the human heart. Available now at Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and at select booksellers near you. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. Your adventure awaits.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
What are you doing, Billy?
Oh, nothing. I'm setting up a lemonade stand to earn some extra spending money. It's my first very own business.
Now, Billy, why would you want to go and do something like that? Won't that be a lot of hard work?
Well, my grandpa always said, if you have a plan and take the initiative, the free market always rewards the best idea. I'm going to save enough money to buy a new bicycle.
Billy, it sounds to me like you've come down with a bad case of free market capitalism. And I've got just the thing to clear it up.
You do?
It's the all-new Obama Hydrogen Peroxide. The only product guaranteed to kill capitalism on contact.
But why would anyone want to kill capitalism? Capitalism is the engine that allows Americans to be prosperous and free and enjoy the wealth of... Hey, what are you doing?
Don't worry, Billy. I've just applied a dose of Obama's hydrogen peroxide. Soon that rash of capitalist ideology you're spouting and all that yearning for success will be gone. Now, how do you feel?
Mister, what am I out here doing working in the hot sun? I should be inside with government-provided air conditioning and giving the government all of my lemonade supplies so they can give it away to my neighbors.
Very good, Billy. Obama's hydrogen peroxide has taken away all your desire to make money and all the need for such hard work and financial aspirations.
Mister, I can't breathe. My lungs feel like they're collapsing. They're getting smaller.
Billy, that's Obama's hydrogen peroxide hard at work. It's not your lungs getting smaller. It's your heart, your dreams, all of your ambitions slowly ebbing away. So you can enjoy life in a socialist utopia of laziness and mediocrity.
Mister, get me to a doctor. I think I'm about to... I'm choking.
There, Billy. You don't need a doctor. With Obama's hydrogen peroxide... you won't need a doctor ever again. And even if you did, you wouldn't have the money to pay for it. Here, have another dose.
No, mister. I can't take any more.
Obama's hydrogen peroxide kills capitalism on contact.
I'm choking.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Hey everybody, it's Jason Alexander. internationally beloved comedy superstar and television icon from the 90s. People know me, if they know me, primarily for comedy, for all things comedic, for making people laugh, or at least trying to. And I think that's why the good folks at Midas Touch asked if I could perhaps lend a comedic viewpoint to a rather serious subject, that being January 6th and the January 6th insurrection. You know, I have looked at it from every comedic angle I can think of, and I tell you, it is elusive. I am not exactly putting my finger on the comedic button. You got American citizens storming our nation's capital, breaching the barricades, attacking police officers, breaking and entering our Capitol building itself, committing further acts of violence, vandalizing and destroying hallways, the corridors, the offices, while openly calling for the capture of sitting members of our government with the intent to bring them physical harm or death.
Well, you listen to just a little bit of Jason Alexander, and it becomes readily apparent why there was never much of an opportunity for him to branch out in spinoff fashion with any kind of success after his riding of the coattails to Jerry Seinfeld and the rest of the cast and crew there at the most successful situation comedy of all time, Seinfeld. Jason Alexander, pretentious little dwarf that he is, pontificating endlessly and needlessly about the tragedy and the travail of the January 6th insurrection. These people, you can barely take them seriously, but you see the branding that is going to be carried. When this hits the airwaves, when this January 6th commission, made-for-TV miniseries, hits the airwaves tomorrow, this is going to be the branding and the messaging that's going to be carried to the American people about the seriousness of what all of this was, an attack so aggrieved, so egregious and just so outlandishly violent on our democracy that it must be dealt with in the most serious terms, and it must be met with the most... You can barely put superlative to the way that they're going to cast this as it hits television tomorrow, as they start the proceedings. And again, this becomes part of the set piece as the left grasps for anything to distract from the fact that they're failing the American people on every conceivable policy front. But they're going to run on abortion. They're going to run on their right to assassinate Supreme Court justices and their right to ban and to take all of your guns. And then they'll have little comedy troops, you know, with washed up 90s sitcom stars coming in to remind you about the seriousness of the worst attack on democracy since Pearl Harbor. let's listen to more of George Costanza as he lays out the seriousness of January 6th.
All in the organized effort to stop the constitutionally guaranteed process of certifying the results of a national election. If there's comedy there, it certainly does not write itself. Now, it could be we don't know the end of the story. We all certainly think we know the story. We've been hearing bits of the story ad nauseum for over a year. News stories and pundits and prophecies and, you know, accusations and you name it. But we don't really know the story because we haven't been privy to it. The only people that have been privy to it is the bipartisan Judiciary Committee, Special Committee on the January 6th insurrection. They have been listening to the witnesses, gathering the evidence,
bipartisan
testimonies.
Yes.
And they have a story to tell, a story we haven't heard. But starting on June 9th, they will begin to tell that story on every major network, starting at 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. They will begin to tell that story, presenting the witnesses.
Oh, thank God. So this is all a promotion. This is just like, it could be straight out of the 90s, those The More You Know PSAs that NBC used to run, featuring their cavalcade and their stable of stars from their various programming, you know, coming on and expounding or pontificating on a given issue, and then you have the little star, dun, 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 dun. You know, the more you know. This is the Jason Alexander version of The More You Know. What would have really spiced this up? It's just so dry and so drab and so boring. Jason Alexander, not a compelling individual outside of his scripted performances and his lack of ability to garner and maintain an audience in his own right after the Seinfeld success. What would have spiced this up is I think Liz Cheney would have made an excellent love interest for George Costanza back in the Seinfeld days. Can't you just picture that? Wouldn't George Costanza and Liz Cheney made a very fetching couple? They're about the same height. Jason Alexander, sort of a brunette version of Dick Cheney. You can see sort of the phenotypical comparison that goes on there. A lot of compatibility, I would think. George and Liz could, a passionate kissing scene between George Costanza and Liz Cheney. I think that'd be just absolutely fantastic. More from the washed-up, self-described 1990s sitcom icon, Jason Alexander. You know him as George Costanza.
And the evidence and the testimony about how this happened, why this happened, who made it happen, who didn't stop it
from
happening.
You made it happen. You stole the 2020 election. Everybody knows you stole it. And when Americans rightfully outraged by the hijacking of their government and an ongoing insurrection on the part of the Democrats using the COVID distraction to destroy the economy and rig the election, millions of Americans descended on Washington, D.C. in protest of that, and lying in wait was the Department of Justice and National Intelligence Apparatus entrapment operation in order to supply this operation and this programmatic, this propaganda opportunity in the run-up to the midterm 2022 election to continue the tyranny and the gaslighting and the destruction of the American people. That's what it's all about, Jason Alexander. I realize that's a bit above your balding pate and your room temperature intellect, you toddling doofus. More from George Costanza.
Did stop it from happening. Who continues to aid and abet it? It's an important story because until we know the end of it, it's a story that could happen again.
Oh, it's a story that could happen again because anybody who opposes the overt hijacking of the American government, the stealing of the election via unlimited ballot fraud, unlimited mail-in ballots and ballot drop boxes, and 400 million mules across the United States. It's not 2,000 mules. It's a million mules across America that were carrying parcels of ballots, stuffing the ballot boxes endlessly in order to derive the result. The Joe Biden fraudulent hockey stick in dark of night, in the wee hours of the morning after the election, in order to effectuate the steal and put in place this puppet regime that's destroying the United States of America at every possible turn. More from the former employee of Vandalay Industries, George Costanza.
And it's too frightening a story to let that happen. So I will be there starting June 9. I will be there watching these hearings.
Jason
will be there in
Jason Alexander is going to be at the January 6th commission hearing. You can't even make this stuff up. They're really rolling out the heavyweights. You got Matthew McConaughey who's telling you why you don't deserve to own guns, and now you've got toddling little doofus Jason Alexander telling you why it is that every Trump supporter, every MAGA populist in America, every conservative libertarian, everybody who believes in the Constitution deserves to be treated like a white supremacist, domestic insurrectionist, and why it's very important.
to get to the bottom of this and declare Donald Trump, citizen Donald Trump, ineligible for the 2024 ballot. And that is the crowning moment that they want to happen on primetime television. It's going to be announced. It's going to be a cliffhanger, just as big, if not bigger, than who shot JR. That is going to be the conclusion. I'm going to spoil this for you. Spoiler without alert. The conclusion and the culmination, the apogee of all of this is going to be declaring citizen Donald Trump ineligible to run for any office in the United States ever again, feloniously disqualified, constitutionally ineligible to be a candidate even for dog catcher in the United States. That is their wet dream moment on the part of the left, toddling little doofus, impetuous little petulant, conceited, arrogant little ass, George Costanza, telling you about why it is that you should be on the side of the tyrants who are trying to make it illegal for President Donald Trump to seek re-election in America. Oh, and look, the cover video, they pop up Liz Cheney. They must have heard my suggestion. I think an absolute full-on love scene between George Costanza and Liz Cheney, that would be real television worth watching. I'm looking forward to that.
I understand the story as a whole. There's nothing more important you can do. There's nothing more patriotic that
there's nothing more patriotic than making sure that the left criminalizes any political opposition in America.
Regardless of your party affiliation or what you think you do or don't know about the story, no matter how much you want it to just go away, it won't go away until we understand it fully.
Until we understand it fully. And they're going to help you, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to hold your hand. Who more would you enjoy having hold your hand through this process than little George Costanza? Albeit, some of you in the audience, your hands are much too large for George Costanza to be able to handhold through this process and keep you company and help you to explain, help you to understand, help you to come to an enlightened viewpoint about what the January 6th Commission is all about and what actually is hanging in the balance in this process. What a wonderful, altruistic, benevolent action this is by a truly great thespian and an even greater American, George Costanza.
It's the least we can do. So please, it's the least gather your friends, gather your family, gather your community.
Gather your friends, gather your family, sit around and watch this. It's a church service. It has all of the trappings in the air of religiosity and rote, ostentatious. It's exactly like some kind of religious service. This is going to be the avocation and the crowning sacrament moment. The sacramental moment of the entire thing is going to be the declaration that Donald J. Trump is ineligible for office in the United States.
Tell them to tune in any major network starting June 9, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be all over the airways. You can't miss it, really.
Justin, absolutely. You just can't even make up the shamelessness, the level of depravity to sell this and to wrap it in all the bunting and streamers, rolling it out like a made-for-TV miniseries in the way that they are. It's just so nakedly obvious. Propaganda warfare, psychological warfare against the American people, and it has been ever since January 7th. And I told you at that moment, I said, we are all dissidents now. Once they finalized the election, all they had to do was get past that date. All they had to do was interrupt and distract from a possibility of a 10-day reprieve. Ted Cruz making the argument eloquently, articulately on the Senate floor, saying, we should take a look at this. Let's have an opportunity to a caesura to be able to breathe and take a look at this and see what happened. See if there's any veracity to the claims of potential fraud. Just a reasonable appeal for a suspension of the proceedings until something could be done and there could be an inquest or even the rudiments of an investigation looking at the result of the 2020 election. All of that destroyed by the operation inside the Capitol. Everything that was orchestrated by the FBI, the informants, the entrapment operation, just like what they did to Gretchen Whitmer in the state of Michigan, absolutely the same kind of operation. Now we have the likes of George. What? Is he C-list? He's not even C-list. D-list? Why? You couldn't get Pauly Shore? Who was there on the list when they were trying to decide what to have George Costanza be the voice of promoting this for the network to get ready for this this January 6th commission hearing? You just can't even make this up.
And once we do know the end of the story, maybe then we can go back to laughing.
Oh, yes.
And comedy.
Bring us back to laughing. Because George Costanza ever made you laugh with anything or anything he ever did in the course of the Seinfeld sitcom. Absolutely, shamelessly pretentious. And it's just the perfect branding for plastic astroturf psychological warfare ruled out against the American people. We are all dissidents now. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Chad Olson Show.
Here she comes again. When she's dancing beneath the starry sky.
Funny and things. But for now, let's do this together. Thank you. God bless you. Serenity now. June 9. See you there.
She's my best friend's girl.
The Chad Olson Show.
She's my best friend's girl.
Well, the church store called, and they're running out of you.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.